Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, although they can be expensive to install, a heat pump can provide heat to a home for a fraction of the cost of any fossil fuel. All over Europe, they are used in public and private buildings and have been for decades. In Ireland, we're far behind that movement. The environmental researcher Sive O'Neill believes we should catch up and that this is a situation where data centres could positively contribute. Sive, good afternoon to you.
Hi there, Sean.
Yes, data centres could be the good guys in this.
Yes, well, it's a little complicated because when we're talking about data centres, we're talking about basically using the waste heat. So for each unit of electricity that goes in to keep those servers churning around with all the cat videos and the AI and all the rest of it, there is a huge amount of waste heat as the machines, just like your laptop, emits waste heat. And all of that is vented, with the exception of one of the approximately 83 data centres in Ireland. Only one of them is connecting its waste heat into a pilot district heating scheme that's just quite small at the moment in Tala.
Yeah.
And so there's an enormous amount of heat being wasted. But I think we need to think about heat differently. Like in Ireland, you and I are probably of the same rough vintage, and we grew up with heating that was very expensive, oil-fired heating, hollow concrete walls that didn't hold any heat in the house, no insulation in the attic or even around the hot water tank.
Lead paint on our beds.
Lead paint and God knows what we were licking, but
yeah.
we hovered around sources of heat like ranges and open fires. Now, we have to think about heat differently. We have to think about the thermal efficiency of buildings that we live in and that we're building. The building regulations are very good at the moment, so that you can't actually put a gas or oil boiler in a new home. So you'll see all kinds of new developments with these what look like air conditioning units to the side or to the back of the house. And they tend to have a fan. So these are air sourced heat pumps. Now, you can use them to just pump warm air to heat the house, or you can connect it to a wet central heating system, the typical radiators and pipework that we're used to. But either way, they don't make much sense unless you've got good thermal insulation, you know, so that you have low levels of heat loss from the building in the first instance.
Mm.
And then you can use the combination of this really hyper-efficient technology. I mean, I don't think most people realise that a gas boiler maxes out in efficiency at about 85%. A heat pump is up to 400% efficient, which sounds crazy, but it means that for every unit of electricity, you're generating 3 or 4 units of surplus heat. So it's an incredibly efficient way to move heat from one place to another. It extracts latent heat from the air or water or ground, converts it through this kind of mechanism in the box, the kind of black box, and then sends that surplus heat into your building very efficiently.
Yeah, no, but for it to work, the building itself needs to be airtight and much more thermally efficient.
That is true. Now, I'm not an expert in this area. I'm neither a plumber nor electrician or any of these, but I have heard two different versions of this. One is that, certainly to get an SEAI grant, you do need to have that low level of heat loss. So they won't give you the money otherwise. And so that will, for older Irish properties, would generally require an upgrade in terms of wall insulation and the floor, maybe the attic and ceilings and so on, maybe windows and doors, the works. So you might be looking at a big retrofit in order to qualify for that grant. But in theory, you could connect a heat pump, and it would just mean that your operating costs to get to the desired level of comfort would be much higher. And some people are making the case now that, you know, the cost of heat pumps are going to come down. The newer versions are even more efficient and more powerful, and that we might not need to do such dramatic retrofits down the line. But certainly at the moment, the SEAI, which gives out the grants, require you to have an assessment of your home before they will give you the grant, a BRRRR assessment. And then when they determine that the heat loss is low, they'll say, yeah, far away with the heat pump, we'll give you the grant for that.
Yeah. Now, just going back to the data centres, that place and it's Amazon that's providing that heat. To kind of a small, I think it's student housing or something in Tala.
It's the TU Dublin campus in Tala. And it's a project that CODEMA, the City of Dublin Energy Management Agency, have been working on for a long time. And they have, they're trying to roll out district heating. Now, when you think of some of our big utilities, wastewater treatment plant, incinerators, we're not really using this industrial waste heat at all at the moment. You've got just one project in Talla. They are hoping to roll out more. But when I was researching the article I wrote for the Irish Times, I came across some amazing examples in Europe where both district heating and heat pump, industrial scale heat pumps, have been in use for decades. And in fact, there's the city hall in Zurich was heated by one heat pump that lasted for 63 years before it had to be replaced. So we're way behind the curve. We have a municipal waste incinerator that's generating power, all right, but the waste heat is just going up through the chimney. And that waste heat could be heating a district heating scheme in Poolbeg. Now, there are all these plans, and that's great, and hopefully they'll all be implemented. But really, it shouldn't be possible to construct any kind of a large industrial unit that's producing waste heat without it being piped into some kind of other, you know, it could be a district heating scheme or some other industrial use for the heat. And heat is a valuable commodity.
And is it actual heat that Amazon is providing? It's not converted into electricity or anything like that?
No. So obviously, if you were to, with say the Poolbeg incinerator, there is electricity being generated there, but there's also waste heat. So sometimes you have a process to capture waste energy, and then another process on top of that to capture more waste energy, depending on what it is. So in that example I was going to give of the Stockholm system, they have a combination of district heating, heat pump, industrial heat pumps capturing waste heat from the wastewater system. And then when the wastewater is going through the network, there's another round of heat pumps capturing more waste heat, and that's diverted back into a district heating scheme, and also waste heat from the incinerator and from other data centres, in fact, as well. So we have to think kind of holistically about energy, that depending on how much of it there is, you can convert that heat to another industrial use, or you can heat homes, or you can convert it into power. So you have to think kind of in terms of energy and minimising energy waste. So any heat going up a chimney is waste. And incidentally, an open fire sends 70% of its heat up the chimney.
Yeah.
So get rid of those.
Yeah. Si, thanks a million for coming into us. That was the climate and environmental researcher, Si Van Neel.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.